You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, Madridistas, and happy Friday. This is Keon Sobani. I hope you guys are enjoying this rare one-week rest. No midweek games. We got a full week between games in La Liga. That's nice. And we've been busy going every day recording podcasts. I hope you guys are also enjoying this new live format that we're doing. We're having a blast. We love it. It seems like the feedback has been great. Haven't heard anything negative so far. So you guys like it. We like it. Win-win. So every free show is live on YouTube. Meanwhile, every member show is live on Zoom. So everything is live. And today's clip is actually taken from the Wednesday live show for members where Lucas and I recorded a big podcast. So over the last 2 days, we've had Wednesday and Thursday. These are the topics we've covered for members in two separate podcasts. Tuchel leaving Bayern and what that means for Xabi Alonso. The salaries of Mbappe, Bellingham, and Vinicius moving forward. Just future squad building things. Are we worried about the aerial presence in the team with Mbappe coming? Our favorite movies. Just going to throw that in there. We talked about that. Where do we rank Kevin De Bruyne all time? Militao and Courtois, their return, expectations. Should we reshift the timing of the Ballon d'Or when it's presented? Real Madrid set pieces and just reflecting on the heyday of Cristiano and Bale and how we don't really have that anymore, I guess. Endrick and Guler, what's going to happen to their minutes next season? Should they go out on loan? Some historical things, Sergio Ramos's transition from right back to center back, favorite jerseys, and a ton more. That's all over on patreon.com/managingmadrid. Or if you're consuming this on YouTube and you can't access Patreon in your country for whatever reason, you can simply join YouTube memberships and it's the same content. And just a quick housekeeping note. So tomorrow we're doing a Sevilla preview live on YouTube. And then on Sunday, the Sevilla postgame show, that's live on YouTube right at the final whistle. All right, guys, enjoy the clip. I forgot to introduce it, but it's about Luka Modric and his whole situation. And Lucas and I debate that. Enjoy it. Let's go. All right. We're going to jump to Discord questions because I think that'll take us in a few different directions as well. Let me bring them up here. If you're not already on Discord, make sure you're in on the action. It's a fun place. A lot of discussion every day. Match threads, different rooms, live discussions in the games themselves. There's a room about transfers. Real Madrid Feminino, Castilla. A lot of fun. All right. So this goes back to February 16th. Sushank says, "Hi, Keon and Lucas. Hope you're doing well. I may be diving into conspiracy theories here, but humor me if you can. Do you think Modric getting such low minutes is something not entirely sporting level based? We've seen him play some really good minutes this season, and yet he's somewhat become a distant thought on the starting 11, as well as coming off the bench in the last few weeks. Excuse me. Do you think this might be part of a plot to nudge him to leave or retire to vacate the number 10 shirt for Mbappe? I know you guys have said shirt numbers don't matter, but the comic books he released show him wearing the number 10 for Madrid. And I'm sure Florentino would rather cash in on the opportunity to sell more shirts with Mbappe's name across such an iconic number. Do you think this is a plausible reason for Modric's exile into the bench?
I don't because I don't think Modric has been good by any means. I know much was said and much was said on Twitter about my the tweet I put the other day. I closed the comments, and for good reason, I see, because it created a lot. I don't know if you saw it. It created a lot of controversy just because I said that Modric has started in four of the six games Real Madrid have not won this season. I don't know how this is shitting on a legend. Like, we can, people can say, look, Kian, Modric, I saw your face. Modric has started.
It's no, just hard to take that stats. It's like,
I don't think so.
As a real sample size. Modric, because there's Modric, 11 players on the field.
Hear me out.
I'm not Modric saying Modric has been great, but.
I don't think he's been good even. Modric has started in good for Real Madrid's demanding of excellence and true demands of pretty much winning every single game. That's what good means when talking about Real Madrid. Modric has started in 11 games in La Liga this year. And the fact that Real Madrid dropped points in four of those 11 games, I think it's significant. I think it's significant.
What were four games? I'm trying to, like, so Atletico at the Metropolitano.
Two against Rayo, so, I guess.
The Metropolitano one, this is the thing. I'm not saying he has been great, although I thought he was great against Getafe, just because I was like rewatching that game for just some notes randomly. And I was like, oh, this, he had a great performance in that game. The Metropolitano one, like, we benched too many. We put Fran Garcia and Cruz on that side. We got cooked. And like, is that his fault? I'm not saying he's been great, but I don't know. Just to kind of pin this on him is a little bit harsh. So just to go back to the question. Hard unsubscribe from the idea that we would push him out to make room for.
I don't agree.
I'm completely out on that.
I don't agree.
It's a hard no. That is not a real thing that's happening.
You ask Ian. I have the answer here. Is home? Was it home? No. Okay, the Metropolitano won 3-1 loss for Madrid. The home one against Rayo 0-0. The home one against. Was that home or away?
Betis 1-1 was away.
Atletico Madrid. No, Atletico Madrid home. No, and Rayo away. So that's... and I'm missing one, I guess. 1, 2, 3, and 4. No, yeah, 4. So 2 against Rayo, Betis away, and Metropolitano. And he's starting in 11 games.
The thing is, like, if you gave me this stat in basketball over a long sample size, I would take it more seriously in that, like, there's 5 players on the court and on-off numbers, you can read into them a little bit. Football, it's so hard, man. There are 11 players. There are so many variables that are happening. It's just hard. But I'm not saying Modric has been great. I don't think he's been as bad as we're making it out to be. But I don't think he's been great, that's for sure. I think part of the problem of, like, this idea of pushing him out, and again, this is not what I subscribe to. The reality is you just can't put him and Cruz together, right?
No.
And right now, Cruz is starting every game.
No question. He has to.
He has to be because he's been playing unbelievable. And so you don't bench him. And so if Cruz is going to be starting every game, you can't be starting Modric alongside him every game too. So that's naturally why Modric
not only every game, a single game. A single game you actually want to win, I think. Or at least maybe you can start it again at home against Almeria. And those are not the games we're talking about. We can agree on this. So there's a question on the chat. Do you all think Luka can start in knockout stages in Champions League starting quarterfinal? No, I don't.
No, I don't either. But
not
I'm
even
not...
if Kroos is injured, by the way.
No, but the thing is, like, I personally just can't sit here and doubt Modric in a big moment. Like, I just feel like he has still one or two moments left in the tank in a really important moment against the best teams in the world. I just have to give him the benefit of the doubt. Am I saying start him? No, I'm not saying that. I just feel like he's got, and I wrote about this a couple of days ago, like, I'm not putting it past him or Ancelotti to, like, have, it could be just a fleeting moment off the bench.
Oh, yeah, sure.
In the Champions League. I feel he can like be he useful. Has that in the tank. Yeah.
Yeah, he can be useful. I'm not saying, I'm not against him being useful. I'm not saying, I'm not against him being used off the bench. I'm saying that this is, his current role is what his role should be. And he either has to accept this new role or else, really, whatever.
Well, he's obviously like, he has no choice to but to accept it because.
I mean, past this season. I mean, there have been reports saying that he was promised to have a more prominent role in this year, in this year's squad than what he's having. And I think Ancelotti has managed this to perfection. He hasn't earned a spot in the starting lineup. So this is just what it is, right? It's just, he's 38 years old, man. And just saying that Real Madrid have dropped points in a third of the games he's started is not shitting on a club legend.
I certainly don't interpret that what you're saying to be shitting on a legend.
I know, somewhere, I'm just, and again, this is just obviously giving a speaker to people that maybe are not willing to entertain a reasonable argument. They just, maybe those are Modric fans and not care about whatever happens to Real Madrid. It's just, again, it's just, we are past the point of Modric's decline. That's all I'm saying. Modric is clearly in his decline as a player. He should be a reserve and quite possibly a useful player of the bench in big moments because he still has the technical ability and the it factor and the willingness and the desire to contribute for sure, but he's no longer the player we were used to seeing, and this is saying this is not disrespecting a club legend. I don't think it's just. I mean, it's just a matter. It was just a matter of time before until this happened, right? So it surprised me. The reaction from the people surprised me a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
No, I didn't see that much, but I will say like. And because I've been thinking about it, then this is why I wrote about it, because I think there's like 10 players or less maybe in Real Madrid history who just deserve basically whatever they want. Like, I think Modric is one of the handful of players that have ever played for the club that you just give them the option to stay as long as they want. 1 year renewal until you're 70. You earned it. You're on mute.
Yeah, as long as you accept the role. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. And like, so obviously he's not going to keep renewing because he's a respectable guy and he'd probably know when to walk away. But I think you have the offer on the table as long as you want. And I think that honor is reserved only for the absolute Mount Rushmore, and Modric is on it. And I think, and that's the thing. Like, but that doesn't mean just because you give him a renewal, he's going to actually renew next year. Because I think he would probably read the room and see that his role is diminished. Because as you said, he is declining. I don't think any sane Real Madrid fan would disagree with the idea that he's declined. I think we can all see that. I don't think there should be any disagreements about that. But I do think, to me personally, it's very important how we handle his contract now. It's very delicate, and I think you want to send the right message and you want your legends as much as possible, people like him, to retire here.
What about the money though? Is the money going to match his past status, which is pretty much what is happening right now?
I don't know.
Is the money going to match his role?
I don't know. That part, I guess, is whatever between him and club they decide. I'm sure they'll figure it out. To me, on the outside, it doesn't matter too much, that part.
To me, it does, man. To me, it does matter if Camavinga is starting ahead of Modric for the next season or so, and his contract is like a third of Modric's contract. That's not a fair situation, man.
Well, I'm sure they'll work out those details out. Like, I think Modric is the kind of guy who would accept that.
Possibly, yeah.
He's not at this point, I think he's leaving, by the way.
I think he's leaving, though.
And, Very possibly. Where would you, like, obviously, I would just like to see him retire here. I'm sure he feels he can still play somewhere else, but I don't know where he would go. It would just be weird to see him in another shirt. I don't know. Unless he goes to Zagreb, that I would sign up for. That would be amazing to see. Anywhere else, yeah, I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, it would be a somewhat of a disappointment seeing him playing in Saudi or the MLS or whatever, similar to what Benzema did, or Marcelo even playing in Brazilian football, even though it was his hometown club. It would be disappointing. I would like him to retire as a Real Madrid player for sure.
He's earned the right. If he wants to go in LA or Miami, like, hey, that sounds, I would not at all for that. This comment here, I think people are just walking on eggshells here. Modric shouldn't be in the squad next season, plain and simple.
It's ruthless, but I agree with that.
No, but I don't think you should be ruthless with players like him. I think it really matters with players like him. Like, should he be in the squad next season?
On our own terms, maybe.
From a talent and form standpoint, no. The answer to that is no. But I think it's really important how we deal with legends like him. I really think it's important. I think it's important the message we send other future legends and how we deal with these players. I think it's super important. Lucas, if Nikola Jokic, let's say 10, 15 years from now, he's given the Nuggets everything he's had in the tank. He's past his peak. He can't play anymore. It would matter to you how the Nuggets dealt with him, right?
And he wouldn't be playing.
Well, he's probably going to go watch horses, but like, you know.
I mean, basketball, these veterans, like the last year of Tim Duncan and all that, he wasn't playing. He wasn't costing the team anything.
Yeah, Modric right now.
He was on a minimum veteran minimums contract. He was literally costing nothing to his team.
Well, what are we pretending Modric right now is costing our season? Is he starting every game? His role is minimal. Like, we've had Ceballos and Brahim come ahead of him in the pecking order.
I just don't.
He's not the kind of guy who's going to give us problems.
No, yeah, I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
Like, I think there are other legends who would be more like problematic politically. Like,
sure.
Like, you know, Ramos, we can talk about Casillas,
yeah.
Like, yeah. But I just don't. Modric is not that guy to me.
I agree.
This is like Modric to me is like an extremely rare breed in Real Madrid's history of players that like it's really important the way we talk about him, the way we deal with the contract. And I think in some cases, emotional connection and legendary status trumps ruthlessness. And I think this is one of those extremely rare occasions.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.